Hey, beautiful friend, just an FYI, you may want to use headphones or not let your kids listen to this episode. I'm not speaking on anything explicit, but I am spilling some Christmas time secrets that you may not want spoiled for your kid just yet. We are talking what I'm buying my kids for Christmas. We are talking who buys things for my kids for Christmas, that kind of thing. If you don't want to ruin any Christmas magic for your kids, you may not want to be listening to this episode out loud in front of them. Hey, beautiful. Welcome back to the Meant to Bloom podcast. This is the podcast for personal growth for hot mess moms. This is the show where we talk about real life motherhood struggles, plus the simple steps and strategies that you can take to take control of your time, drop the mom guilt, strengthen your sanity, and start to unblock your joy. Join me and take this journey from overwhelmed to overjoyed, from hot mess to happy mom. I'm here to walk with you as you create the life you're meant to be living, full of peace, joy, and love. This is a safe space to drop the expectations of others, plant yourself firmly in the truth of who you really are, embrace the crap that's got you buried, and start the process of discovering how you're meant to bloom. I'm your host, Brittany Clarkson. Thank you so much for joining me here today. We are like in the heat of Christmas. It's December. It's going. It's happening. It's here. Christmas time is just my favorite, and I am all about peace, love, and joy all year long. Like, Christmas as an idea is just my vibe. Okay, but what I don't like is how Christmas season is so backwards. It really is in our society. And we don't mean for it to be, but it is so hard to break free from the materialistic, capitalistic, commercialized Christmas that we've been sold all of our lives. Especially when you grow up in a home like me, where Christmas was my mom's favorite. She loves it. She goes overboard Christmas, but her love language is gifts. And so she goes way over the top buying gifts for me, for everybody as kids. And that's just not my vibe. Giving gifts is not my love language. Quality time, chill quality time is my love language. And that's how I feel more connected to my kids, by spending time with them one-on-one, or, you know, family quiet time where we're all, I mean, not always quiet, but I mean, time without distraction, like the TV and all that kind of stuff. Time where it's just us. That's how I feel way more connected to my kids, as opposed to when I buy them a gift, a toy, and then they go and play independently on their own. That doesn't feel like love to me, because, you know, it just feels like I'm buying time away from them, which is great sometimes, but that's not my Christmas vibe I'm going for. So I have been working for the last like 5 to 7 years at breaking free from that traditional commercialized Christmas that I had grown up so accustomed to. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I have great, wonderful memories of it, but that's just not what I want. That stresses me out, being the mom in that situation, having to buy tons and tons of gifts for everybody and coordinate everything and do all the planning and hosting. And it gets to be a lot. And for someone like me, who is an introvert, who is not driven by buying gifts for others, like, when I want connection, when I think of a good time, it's just not the same. It's not what I grew up with. So breaking free of that mold is very difficult, especially when it's what you've grown up with and it's what society sells, because that's what makes money, selling you more stuff. You know, that's the capitalist commercialism. Tons and tons of advertisements and marketing are constantly bombarding you if you're spending any kind of a time looking at, you know, TV commercials, radio, even listening to a lot of podcasts. You're going to have commercial breaks and social media. Like, it's just, it's all in there. Even a lot of, like, you know, it's just everybody on social media is like trying to sell something now. And that's part of why I'm not totally vibing with it anymore, because I feel like I have to sell something if I'm on social media. And I mean, I totally do sell stuff, and I do want you guys to buy the things I've taken a lot of time to create and curate for you. But again, I feel like if every single time I show up, I'm just trying to sell something, it just feels yucky and wrong. And I'm like, where's my connection? I want that connection first and foremost. So anyways, that was a tangent. I want to tell you today exactly how I'm letting things be easy this holiday season and embracing the slowness of my vibe kind of celebrations. There was a time when I tried to hit every single thing. Like I'd have a Christmas bucket list and I was like, let's go do all the things. And I'd get burnt out and tired. I'm an introvert. I need time to recover from being around people. So I wasn't having a good time doing all the things. And I was trying to do all the things to replace buying all the things, right? Because before I would plan, you know, it came Christmas time. It's like, okay, let's plan what we're buying for everybody. And then we would spend all of our money plus more, go into debt, buying things for people. And over time we realized with a lot of these people we're buying stuff for, we're just trading gift cards at this point. So how about we, instead of buying gifts, we do some quality time. Like, let's just enjoy dinner together. Maybe we play games after dinner instead of open gifts. That kind of vibe is what we're trying to go for more. Last year with my family, I mean, my mom still goes over the top with gifts and that's just her thing. So she can do that. It doesn't stress me out to receive gifts from my mom. It stresses me out to have to buy that many gifts for my own children. So we don't do that. But last year, what my mom gifted us was one of the many gifts was a, what's it called? Like a murder mystery sort of like a case file game. And so me and my siblings and my dad, I think my niece was there. Anyways, but we as a family played that game after, you know, dinner and pie and presents. And that was so much fun. So that's kind of the thing I'm trying to go for a whole lot more. So let me tell you exactly how we do Christmas in our house as me being the mom and how I do it differently than that. So first of all, the Santa game, we don't play. We approach Santa very differently. Like number one, Elf on the Shelf does not happen in our house. And there are many reasons why. I realize I have like been outspoken with so many people about how much I despise Elf on the Shelf. That's cool if it's your vibe and you enjoy it and you have fun with it and your kids like adore it. Like good for you. You do you. But to me, it just seemed like one more burden. And before having kids, we decided we weren't going to like flat out lie to them about Christmas. And some of that goes to like my own childhood upbringing and just, I was lied to about certain things as a child. So then finding out like the last straw, the straw that broke the camel's back was finding out that Santa wasn't real and I'd been lied to and bamboozled. And I felt just like my trust had been violated. And I know most kids don't experience that when they find out Santa's not real. They're just like, oh, okay. Yeah. And I know there's ways to have the conversation to transition your kids, like from believing to becoming, you know, like, yeah, there's ways that you can do that, you know, from believing in Santa to becoming Santa for other people. But I just had such a like negative experience with the whole thing that I was flat out adamant for years. Like, I'm not going to lie to my kids about Santa. I'm not going to tell them, you know, I'm not going to use this behavior reinforcement once a year. And I just decided from early on, I wasn't going to do that. But now that we have kids that are like in the believing stages and they have friends at school who believe in Santa and they kind of understand the concept of Santa, we have open conversations with them. And I don't flat out tell them like, Santa's not real, kid. Sorry, that's a lie. Don't tell your friends. We don't do that either. We approach Santa the same way we approach Bigfoot in our house. Is they know like that most Santas that they see like on TV and stuff, like obviously it's not the real Santa, that's a character. And it's fun to make believe. But also I've taught them about like the history of St. Nicholas. We've had those kinds of conversations and we've talked about, you know, maybe it's the idea of Christmas spirit. It's the feeling we all get. Maybe Santa really is inside all of us when we give gifts and be kind to people this time of year. But I also leave it open-ended. Like, I don't tell them, write a letter to Santa. I don't tell them Santa's coming. I don't make them leave out milk and cookies. We don't do that. But if my kids wanted to, I wouldn't stop them. I wouldn't be like, no, that's a lie. Don't do that. It's pretend. But it's one of those things, like, we play with aliens and Bigfoot, too. And we kind of like to have conversations of, like, is it real? Is it not? I don't know. Like, honestly, I don't know if Bigfoot or aliens are real. I have a lot of fun believing in them, but I also know that there's not concrete evidence for their existence. But also I know that there's plenty of people who believe there is totally concrete evidence for their existence. So we approach Santa the same way in our house, where it's fun to believe, but maybe it's not real. We don't know. So that being said, Elf on the Shelf is a no-go in our house because that would be me reinforcing that it's real. And also, my kids all know the gifts they're going to get are coming from people that they love that are in their lives. And I think that for my kids makes it more personal instead of just like, oh, I can ask for anything because Santa is going to, you know, Santa, his elves make it. So it doesn't matter if we can't afford it, I can get it. They have to so they have this understanding of, hey, we only have this much money to spend on your gifts. What is top of your list kinds of things that you're interested in this year? So there is that. That's kind of how we approach that. That's one way it makes it a lot easier on me because I am not playing Santa. I'm not doing Elf on the Shelf. It's definitely a lot less for me to do. Okay, so exactly how I do my kids' gifts is they get a stocking that pretty much all comes from like the dollar store or like the dollar section at Target, or break apart packages that I'll buy, that kind of stuff. Like that's all full of like cheaper, smaller things. They get socks, a little hat, like fun pencils, stickers, some candies, that kind of stuff. Easy peasy, nothing over the top in their stocking. And then they get like 5 gifts. I have ordered them each 5 gifts. They get pajamas. They're getting, what else did I get them this year? They get pajamas, a book, or a game. What else did I get them? They each got like a toy that was like one of their top picks. So like one of them wanted some new, more train set, like more train tracks to add to their train set. One of them wanted a little like dollhouse, and one of them wanted like a pizza kitchen making kit, like a wooden pizza kitchen for his play food because they like to play restaurant all the time. So those are like the big gift kind of that each of them got. And then they got a book, they got pajamas. Why can't else I remember? Oh, they got like a craft. Like one of them wanted like a little latch kit, rug kit, making kit. And then another one got like, he's obsessed with drawing rainbow friends. I don't get his obsession with rainbow friends. he loves drawing rainbow friends and he's getting pretty good at it. So I got him a how to draw rainbow friends book. Super simple, super easy gifts. And another one got like a sticker activity. So they each got like a book, pajamas, a toy, a craft. And why can't I remember the last thing they got? Oh, I got them each rubber boots. They all need new rubber boots. So I got those now because I know that theirs are not going to make it through the whole year. And these are the types of things I know my kids are going to love. And I spent I think $230 total. And that included wrapping paper. And I'm already done with their Christmas shopping. I do have to hit up the dollar store and spend $10 per kid to fill their stockings. But that's going to be easy peasy. I already know what I'm getting them. Going to get them each like a tablet charger and some earbuds. And I buy those from the dollar store because I know my kids are going to break them anyway. And then I get them, you know, some socks and all that kind of stuff. Some chapstick because they love to steal mine. But that's kind of how I keep it simple is I just have this template of 5 gifts. I think it follows like the what something to wear, something to read, something they want, something they need, which the rubber boots were the need. And then I got them one extra like thing to do. Something to do. So that is the gifts. And that is how I keep those super simple. And then also decor wise this year, I'm keeping things even more simple. We paid $5 for a permit to go cut a live Christmas tree from the National Forest up the road. So we got our tree for $5 and it was a family day to go out in the woods by ourselves, not to a tree farm because we usually do tree farm and then it ends up costing like $50 or $60 and we have tall ceilings. So it looks weird if we don't have a tall tree. A couple years we just used this 6-foot, actually it might be 5-foot plastic tree that we have. But yeah, so we went and got the tree and then my mom and dad bought me, a little like miniatures the like Christmas town setup. They got one from a thrift store. And so they brought that over on Thanksgiving. And I just told my dad, go set it up on the mantle. So we just have like two Christmas things. And then the 6-foot tree. We have the small tree in the other living room. And I let the kids decorate that with colorful lights and their tiny little colorful ornaments. So they had their tree. And then we have the nice tree in the other room. And then we have the mantle. And then we'll hang our stockings. And that's pretty much all. My husband hung lights on the outside of the house too. Because he enjoys doing that kind of thing. But that's not a burden on me. Outside lights. That's his baby. But yeah, I keep getting this urge like, oh, I need to go dig out more decorations and put more things out. And then I remind myself like, no, I really don't. I have a tree, I have the Christmas village. We have a second tree. There's lights outside the house. So it feels exciting every time I come home in the dark. This is enough Christmas magic. It really is. This is enough. I don't have to do more. Anything more might actually clutter spaces and make me feel more overwhelmed. So I don't know. I mean, we have a bit of time before Christmas, like 3 weeks. And maybe I'll pull more decorations out and do a little bit more. Maybe I won't. And that's just one of the things I keep reminding myself is like, less is fine. Like, yes to less in every way possible. Less things to buy, less things to wrap. Gifts. We also do one big shared gift for the family. And this year we're getting a Nintendo Switch, which my husband is actually buying used from a coworker. And we're exchanging 10 dozen eggs for the Switch. So, because of our chickens. So that's fantastic. That's wonderful. That's such a cool idea. And also if like money is tight this year, get into like a buy nothing group, one of your local buy nothing groups or like free in your area on Facebook. And I've gotten so many good, wonderful things there. And I have a whole bunch of stuff set aside that I'm about to list to share out into the community. And I'm just seeing like so many moms just listing toys to make room for Christmas and like getting toys for their kids for Christmas. I'm like, isn't that cool that like, that's so anti-consumerism, but also like still getting your kids lots of toys and things to play with. It's the best of both worlds to be able to do like these community swapped kind of things. And I think it's so fantastic and so wonderful. And what a time to be alive, right? Like so easy to switch about toys in your community with these kinds of groups on Facebook. And it definitely saves some money, like spending less, yes. Less trash in the landfills, yes. So fantastic. Say yes to less in every way you possibly can this year. And just keep things easy, keep things light, don't overwhelm yourself. It's okay to do the minimum. And especially because I know that we're like in a recession or a silent depression or whatever, like economically, everything kind of sucks. And I'm like, we're feeling that in our house too, where it's like, wow, everything is so much more expensive. We really can't afford to like buy all the kind of stuff we used to buy. Especially because like everything got more expensive. Plus we got into our new house. So we have a bigger mortgage. So it's like our money really doesn't go as far as it used to, in any way possible. And I mean, it's kind of fun. I'm seeing it as like an exciting challenge to save money in different areas and to just be more conscious of my spending because now I have to, and I'm actually enjoying it. And kind of finding the other types of resources and places where you can get things and trade things. And it's really actually fun. It's great. I think if I was focusing on how much less money we had, I would be pretty miserable. So if that's you right now and you feel like things are a bit tighter financially, focus on like the abundance that's non-financial abundance in your life, the opportunities you can be taking charge of. You can, you know, there's so many like food pantries and like grocery pickups options. So many things like in so many communities, and it's so, so fantastic to be able to find these and use these, and things you can trade with people. It's really fantastic. And then when you have a little bit more of something that you get to be the one to pass it on to someone else, it's pretty incredible. I love to focus on that type of non-financial abundance in life. Definitely changes the mindset. Anyways, I also want to mention the one mantra that I am repeating on a loop right now is one thing at a time. I did an episode all about this mantra a few weeks ago. One thing at a time. If it's, you know, keeping up with the house, if it's, you know, trying to cook something, trying to buy something, trying to plan something, a big breath, one thing at a time. It has pulled me through so many of these like tough situations where I start to feel like everything is piling on top and the walls are closing in and I'm just getting physically ill and I just want to have a breakdown and not do anything at all. One thing at a time. Bite size it. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? Just one thing at a time. Just pick the next right thing and keep moving forward. Rest often. Okay, that's really everything I want to say in the spirit of keeping things easy and light. I love you so much. I will catch you next time. And one more thing, let me let you know, I am in the spirit of keeping things easy and light. I am also dropping down the podcast to one episode per week, probably. I might do maybe an extra one now and then, but I am going back down to one episode per week to give you guys time to soak up all the content I've put out. I thought about taking all of December off, but I have a few more things that I think I want to say. So you can count on me showing up Wednesdays, once a week. Indefinitely. I may still end up taking a few weeks off here and there, maybe. But there's so much I've put out that I know not all of you have totally listened to. So go ahead and give that all a listen. Love you so much. I'm trying to just be here for you and support you and give you what you need. So don't be afraid to reach out. Email me, hello@brittanyclarkson.com. Reach out at the form that's in the description of the podcast episode in the show notes. Let me know what you want to hear. Because I really want to pack a big punch here. I really want to make the most impact with the least amount of words. All right. I love you, friend. Also, check out the Etsy shop. I am offloading all of the current planners I have on hand. The Everyday Joy planner has been discontinued in all locations. I think there's like two left in the Amazon warehouse. The Everyday Joy planner is being totally discontinued. They are 50% off. Last I checked, it was 50% off on Amazon. They are 50% off in my Etsy store. They are 50% off in the Malala shop locations, Back to the Rocks and Roots and Roads. If you are local to Malala area, you can go check those out, get those while we've got them. I have a small handful that is sitting on my desk right now. So get those while I've got them. The Everyday Joy Planner is, again, discontinued. It's not coming back. It has been modified and rebranded and redesigned. It's the same, but it's better, kind of. So you can still find the Meant to Bloom 90-Day Planning Journals is the new ones that are not 50% off. I don't currently have any in my possession, aside from my samples that I ordered just to proof. So all the ones I currently have are Everyday Joy Planners, and they are 50% off, and they are in the Etsy shop, and they are at the shop locations I mentioned. Very limited supply, 50% off until gone. Anyways, that's all I really had to say. Love you so much. Bye.